I am delighted to say that Fleur Easter's in studio. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Welcome to Ireland.
Good, yes. Thank you.
Congratulations on loads of things. Like, when you say congratulations on coming number two on the X Factor, but really you won it. You won it yourself. You know you did too, didn't you?
Do you know what? It's been an amazing ride. And the funny thing is, it's literally just starting. Like, this is my first single. Nothing's really happened yet. But well, it feels amazing.
I think nobody's been really so excited for somebody coming from the X Factor in so long. So bring us back to a year ago when you won the X Factor. It was just before Christmas. So we're coming to Christmas again. What have you been doing for the full year?
Yeah, well, went on the X Factor tour. Actually came to Dublin on the tour. And then that ended at the end of March. So then from the beginning of April to September, just been writing and recording the album.
And where were you recording it? It wasn't in the UK. It was over in
Australia. Yeah, I did half in the UK and then I did half in America.
Wow, okay. Who were you working with?
So many people. I worked with TMS. I worked with Wayne Hector, who I've just learnt wrote some Westlife hits, actually. Yes, and worked with Fraser T. Smith, who's worked with like Adele and Sam Smith. I worked with Oak and Pop in LA. I've worked with Nicki Minaj and Alicia Keys.
Wow. I mean,
it's just so surreal.
Oh my God. Now, we saw you on The X Factor a couple of weeks ago, debuting your performance with the brand new single, yes. Sax. Can I just say that when you see a performer like you on The X Factor in front of judges who've kind of mimed before while they're dancing, like, it was absolutely amazing how you threw down in front of other acts. And I'm not saying just because they're female, but it's absolutely incredible to see finally on live television.
Oh,
like, was that something that you planned to do, or did they tell you, listen, mime because it's going to be so high energy?
Oh, no, never. That was never. I mean, I was on the show. I came from The X Factor, and that show is live as you can get. So, you know, performing on the show for 10 weeks in front of the nation's eyes, you know, that's what I'm going to continue to do for everybody.
And did you want a song like Sax? Because your performance that I think that really stood out was when you did Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk. Did you want a song that kind of had that high energy feel?
100%. You know, I said, I've come off the show and I love to entertain, and performing is what I love to do. And I definitely need music that's really up tempo, high energy, that has that sass, you know, I can deliver a real performance to. That was definitely one of the main points for me.
How long is the song Sax? Like, is it about 3.5 minutes or something?
Yeah, it's about 4 minutes.
Because I tell you, I was watching you when you were on TV on The X Factor, and I was like, oh my God, I'd say Fleur East is knackered after that performance. You just give it so much, don't you?
It's a lot of energy, but it's almost like I had all these nerves. I had butterflies in my stomach because so much adrenaline running through me and I felt so much pressure. And then as soon as I got on the stage, it's like I just unleashed, and that's what you saw. And then right at the end, it was like, whew, exhale, it's done.
You know the way Beyonce becomes like Sasha Fierce? Who do you become in your head? Is a little
Goldilocks.
Bit of Sasha Fierce by a thousand?
Goldilocks. My alter ego. Get on stage. All the fear wipes away.
And look, we have got the Goldilocks. The hair is incredible.
Thank
you. Have you always had this big hair?
Well, the funny thing is, when I was born, I was bald. I had no hair whatsoever. And then when I got to about 2 or 3, I had probably the same amount of hair on a little toddler running around.
Really?
So I had a huge afro.
I've always had it. Incredible. It really is. How do you feel about Simon Cowell saying that your album, Love, Sax and Flashbacks, is world class? How does that? Does that make you kind of go,
yeah, that's it. There's a lot of pressure. But at the same time, you know, it's incredible to have someone like him supporting me, and for him to say that, you know, that's a huge boost.
Yeah.
A massive boost for me.
Love, Sax and Flashbacks. Tell me about that name. Where did that come from?
Well, I was brainstorming for a while and, you know, I just kept thinking I need something snappy. I need something that encapsulates everything that's on the album. And, you know, there's songs about love. Sax is the first single, and Flashbacks because, you know, we've got a lot of salute to the old school music. So it's all of those things.
Like hip hop and R&B and that sort of stuff.
Hip hop, funk, disco, soul, all of that's on there.
When you were on The X Factor, so it was this time last year when I was engrossed in it every Saturday night and Sunday watching it. And you know when they kind of have those VTs and you were kind of, you were in the overs and was like, oh, this is my last chance and things like that. Were you working up to something for a long time, and did you ever feel, you know, I'm just gonna forget about it until the X Factor came along?
Because what a lot of people may not know is that I auditioned for the X Factor in Series 2 to 2005, and then between then and last year, I was basically working in the industry. I was doing backing singing, session singing. I was trying to release music, you know. So I really grafted through the industry. I was doing gigs up and down the country, and just trying to make it. And then it came to a point where I thought, I don't know if this is going to happen for me. And X Factor was sort of the last push, like literally the last push.
And that was it. when you get in there.
Happened, thank God, yeah.
It's so funny when you watch back The X Factor and Simon Cowell just kind of says, you know, I don't really remember you from the room auditions. I was like, what?
Yes, no, Simon took a while to impress, I'll be honest. You know, from my first audition, he wasn't, you know, he wasn't swayed by my first audition. So I had a lot of work to do, a lot of grafting to do.
And where did that come from then? Where did you kind of have that sort of, was it like a good talking to yourself or was it a mentor that you have in the business?
It was definitely a talking with myself. I wasn't going to come back after my room audition. I just thought if I don't go back for the next stage, they can't show me on TV and maybe I'll get away with it. You know, I wasn't going to do it. And then I just thought, nah, I'm not a loser. You know, I've never given up. I haven't given up to this point. So I just pushed myself really hard.
Yeah.
And yeah, just persisted.
Tell me about your abs. I've been saying it all week. I went swimming this morning because I was like, Fleury's coming to studio, better look on Fleek. You know, I went
on
swimming
Fleek.
This morning. Cause yeah, seriously. Many crunches do you do all the time?
Do you know what? I just do lots of circuit training. I'll be in the gym for like an hour at a time.
Like, could you like just throw things at your stomach and they bounce off?
I haven't tried.
You should try it. Actually, just someone get a bottle and we do it now. Bash bottles off Fleury's. Well, like it is absolutely, it is incredible. Like you're a fitness fanatic.
Yeah, I've always been into fitness. Even from a young age, I've always played sports. You know, I used to run. I used to do 100 metres and stuff at school. So I've always been active.
Yeah.
It's very important for me.
Yeah. It shows that there actually are incredible. People have been tweeting us today, kind of, you know, get her to lift her shirt a little bit just to see if those abs are definitely still there. Because people are saying you've got the best pins in the business, best hair in the business. I'm like, abs, it is all about that. So the brand new single is called Sacks. I know that you released Breakfast today online this morning as well, which is a great tune too.
Yay,
but with Sacks, we want to play a little quiz with you. Are you ready to play this quiz?
Yes.
We're going to just basically play songs. Stop trying to cheat. I can see you trying to cheat there.
She's trying to see the answers.
Yeah. There's a few songs that are, you know, the saxophone is quite a prominent instrument in some songs at the moment. So if we're going to play some sax and you think, you know, you have some love sax and flashbacks in your albums, can you name the saxes in these songs and what songs that they are?
Okay.
Here's sax number one.
That is Katy Perry, TGIF.
Last Friday Night, look at you. Oh my God, Fleur knows her sax. Okay. Song number two. Who is this being all saxy?
It's Saxo Beat.
Ah! You know your stuff. Okay, Mr. Saxo Beat. Sax number three. What about this one? A bit of a clue there.
Lady Gaga.
Very good. You've got three.
I haven't actually heard that version before.
Yeah, the sax solo at the end. Okay, sax number four for Fleur East. That little instrumental song.
I know. I'm familiar with the track, but I can't think of the name.
Klingon Jubel. That's what it's called. Okay, that's not too bad. It's not too bad. You've got three out of three.
You can't have it all.
Let's give one more.
Okay.
One more. Okay, this is a little bit of a funny one. There you go. Mr. Sax himself.
Yay!
The Pink Panther. Four out of four. Well done. Well done, Fleur East.
Thank you.
So listen, what have you got planned then for Christmas? Are you working all through it?
Working majority of the year. But I think I've got Christmas Day off. I've got a few days off. So I'm going to just see my family, relax, chill out.
Yeah, and do
just
presents.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
Do presents, bring. Well, listen, Fleur East, thank you so much for coming in to see us today.
Thank you.
We're going to play the brand new single, Sax. The album is called Love, Sax and Flashbacks. Little does Fleur East know, but we're actually going to get on the floor now. We're going to do some crunches together. She's going to teach me how to get a tummy like hers. Fleur East, everybody on 2FM. Here's her single, Sax. Give it to me.